Com. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we'll give you the features on our site totally free. So enjoy those on us. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Dale has to had to take off. He's got a pre-existing commitment. But I wanted to remind you that he's got a website. You can go and visit our friend Dale, co-host at anarchyinyourhead.com. You can look at his excellent artist, cartoon art that he does there. He does a comic strip. And he does it by the... Oh, I don't know how you describe that.
Collection method?
Pay in advance method, where once he collects a certain amount of money, he will release a fresh comic strip. And so you can go and get him to his next goal of releasing another strip over at anarchyinyourhead.com. If you like it, and I do, it's a great strip. Plus, he's got his own radio show, which he does, which is called Prometheus Unchained. You can go to flamingfreedom.com to hear that. That's flamingfreedom.com. As we continue here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're actually going to end up playing a video that Dale had suggested, the audio track from a video that Dale had suggested that we use here tonight. We'll get to that in a moment. It's about a woman and her thoughts about God and the Japan earthquake. We'll get to you here. I'll get to that here in a moment, or a tsunami, I suppose, would be more accurate term. As we go to your phone calls first, we'll talk to John in Kansas on the amp lines. Hello, John.
Hey, guys.
Hey, John. What's on your mind tonight?
All right. So I got to thinking today about traffic tickets, and just I know it wouldn't actually work, at least in the current system, but I'd like to think we could get to a point where we could actually argue that the government doesn't have standing on not only traffic tickets, but criminal acts in general, just because they can't produce a victim.
Okay.
Well, you know, we've people have attempted to use this particular defense here in Keene, and I can tell you that so far it hasn't worked.
Yeah, like show me the victim, or I'd like to call the victim to the stand.
Yeah.
I'd like to call the state of New Hampshire to the stand, that kind of thing.
Right. And I realize it wouldn't necessarily work in the current situation, but you would think that at some point we would find a judge who would be more to kind of our understanding that might necessarily go along with it.
Well, that would be nice. I mean, that's a nice idea. And
are
I
you talking about a judge who's ready to retire? Because the rest of them are going to be fired.
Yeah, that's a nice idea. There's a judge here in Keene, Edward Burke, who is the primary judge here. And if you go to freekeene.com, you'll see plenty of video of him in his courtroom and doing things that a lot of people would disagree. But when you talk to Ed Burke outside of the courtroom, he's a nice guy. And Mark, you ran into him at the gym once, and he made some sort of comment about how he agrees with a lot of the things that. That we talk about, but he's not willing to do anything about it. Clearly, otherwise he could just start turning people loose, or he could just start dismissing cases. And I think Mark's right. I think if a man in a position like that starts doing the right thing, that they'll end up being fired.
And it's really a shame that it would actually come to something like that.
I agree with you that it's a shame, and maybe you're right. Maybe there is some way to make this happen through the political system by somehow changing the system from the inside via some kind of legislative act that would protect judges for doing things like that. But as
so far, the judges that you do find that do things like that, there's a guy, Buttrick, I think it's John Buttrick, and I think it's in Arizona, attempted to do something just like that and basically was essentially fired. He was given no cases.
Right.
God. So, anyway, what's your plan on making this happen? Just kind of randomly happen into a judge that is the right, the right kind of guy?
No, it has to be a slow process, like you said, something through the legislature. Either that, or we just eventually get to the point where we have put in enough of our own quote unquote bureaucrats.
Well, do you think that's going to happen sometime soon in Ohio?
Oh, in Kansas, no.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, yeah, Kansas, that's where you are. So are you going to move to New Hampshire then and get active in the political system?
I'm looking at it eventually.
Great. Well, looking forward to seeing you, and thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's great. I mean, I support any kind of change that moves towards more freedom for people.
It's going to take a bunch of different ideas, but it seems like most ideas really require a mindset change. And a mindset change, I think, to some extent, is a kind of, has to do with getting enough people in a given area to be talking about things in the same sort of way. That's why I picked up and moved for the Free State Project.
Let's continue with Michael, listening to WBHP in Huntsville, Alabama. Hello, Michael.
Hello there. Yes, I wanted to say that I've been noticing a lot of people don't know about this, so the news must be getting it down, but I was listening to late night BHP, and they had it down with some Palestinian Martyrs Brigade people, head of Jewish settlement. They went in this one house, very quietly murdered the whole family, mother, father, three kids, and one of them was a three-month-old baby. And then when that word got out to the streets, the Palestinians over there dancing in the street, whoopee-doo, all like that. Well, I'll tell you what. I called a Jewish rabbi today here in Huntsville and talked to him about that. So he confirmed that that's taking place. And, of course, he and I both agreed the fact you better believe Israel's Mossad is looking for those people, and they will find them. And they'll take care of them when they do. But anyway, I called the White House, and I called my congressman's office. I told him about it, and I said, I don't want any more of our money, because I found out we're supporting those murderers like that. They're $250 million a year, and I said, I don't want any more of our money supporting a bunch of psychopathic baby killers. I want the money to stay here in this country.
Well, when you say things like that, people also have to make the point that you don't want your money going to Israel either, because the United States shouldn't be taking sides in that particular issue. I'm sure I'd be willing to bet with all of the bulldozers that have run over all of the homes in the Palestinian area that there's probably been some three-month-old babies killed. Now, I'll grant you they didn't do it with the butt of a rifle, which has got to be a pretty disgusting and horrifying and vicious way to kill somebody. But running a baby over with a bulldozer when you don't see it is just as sick. And the government over there doesn't take any responsibility. It seems to me the Israeli government doesn't take any responsibility for the havoc they've caused. On the other side, both of these parties are wrong.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, there's foreign aid in general should be something that is handled on an individual basis, where if you have a country or a organization or a group of people that you want to support around the world, and you send them your money on your own volition, and we don't need the government stealing money from people and then sending it to bureaucrats. Thanks for the call tonight, Michael. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, because that's the most important point to make about foreign aid. The government wants you to believe that this foreign aid money is going to help people around the world, but in point of fact, I mean, the term aid kind of makes it sound like you're helping people, but they are actually helping the bureaucrats, because the money's going to the government bureaucrats.
Right. It's being given to that other government, and then that other government distributes it in whatever fashion they wish.
And some governments
are better than others about the distribution. I'm sure some of them take all of the money and buy BMWs and nice homes.
Let's go to Edward, also listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hello, Edward. Edward in Huntsville. Going once. Edward in Huntsville. Going twice. He's gone. Held on for, 30 seconds, I think. Cell phones,
this busy man.
Cell phones. All right, so Edward, feel free to call back. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But foreign aid, and remember, it's not we that's sending the foreign aid. It's the federal government. They're stealing the money. They're extorting the money from you by the threat of violence. And then they're taking that money and they're giving it to other violent men and women around the world. And I fully I cannot support that in any way, shape, or form. I support the ideas of helping people that are in need of help. And there are ways to do that without having to.
I'll tell you the Japanese
situation. I was playing this game on my Android phone, this little Scrabble ripoff game, when you finish your turn, it shows you an advertisement, and right there on my game was an advertisement to support the Japanese rebuilding and the folks that have been harmed over there. So the marketplace can handle these things. They get the word out.
So much more effectively than the government. They get so much more money into the hands of the people that need it, as opposed to into the hands of government bureaucrats and the pockets of middle-class government bureaucrats that have nothing to do, no suffering at all.
We're going to come back around, though, to this Japanese situation with the terrible, tragic you know, destruction, earthquake happening over there. One lady's got her opinion that it's a good thing. We'll explain to you what she has to say. We'll let her explain herself here in a moment. Also, take your calls about anything. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there for free. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours for free. They're at the top of the website, the last week's worth. You'll see it right there at the top, and then you click into the archive section, and that'll take you all the way back to late 2006. All of it's free, thanks to HostGator.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, you can see their banner. It's the top one at freetalklive.com.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. Continuing with your thoughts, your calls. Dave listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hello, Dave. Dave, in Indy.
Yes.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I have a problem with talking about Israeli tanks and bulldozers running over three-month-old Palestinians. There's never been a confirmed news story of anything like that. It's irresponsible for you to say something like that.
How do you get a confirmed news story of that? I mean, it's so difficult to do that sort of thing.
No, these Palestinians don't trust
the Western news sources.
No, Israel is, in effect, almost exactly like the United States. We do things by law and regulation. They go in, they move the people out, then they bolt.
Thank you for the call tonight, though. For whatever reason, my dump button is not working, Bordop, so I don't know if you got to that one, but I'm not sure what's wrong with my dump button. Anyway, so he's angry, Mark. He's very upset. He said it was BS.
Yeah, what's being said there? Look, all I can do is report what I read in the news. I'm not over in the Palestinian territories. I've only been there one time when I was going to see the Church of the Nativity. The suggestion that the Israeli government is like the United States government and only operates by law is clearly a misunderstanding of how the Israeli and I don't know anything about the Israeli system, how the United States governmental system works. The United States governmental system, they do what they want, and then if they get told no by the courts, then they operate
by law.
Right, then they operate by law. So they'll do what they want.
Mark, it's all right.
In this case, you've got Israeli judges deciding whether or not, Jewish judges deciding whether or not Jewish people in Jewish, made equipment can run over Palestinian houses. I don't consider that to be sort of operating by law.
Mark, it's okay.
These people's houses are their houses.
Mark, it's okay. It's just well established that governments can take people's houses from them. I mean, eminent domain. It happens here in this
Trail
country
of
all
tears.
The time.
Just go ahead and ask the Cherokees how the United
That's
States
the
government operates by the law.
Hey.
Go ahead and ask all the Native Americans how the government has really stuck to their treaties.
Mark, this is a nation of laws, and these houses, they need to be taken. The government has determined that it's important that these houses be taken for the good of society, and who are you to question them?
Well, apparently
this
I'm society.
This is the law.
Well, yeah, that's the idea.
You voted for them.
I didn't vote for them. Now what?
It's your system.
It's not my system. That's the thing. You see, this is the sad, sad sort of sycophant lockstep mentality. By the way, you could still be on here if you hadn't dropped the S-bomb.
Yeah, that's true. We would have kept you on
having this discussion.
Had this conversation.
You know, you can't go on the radio and you can't say things like that, and it ruins your credibility when you do.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to discuss this
issue. You can call tomorrow.
The idea that is the Israeli government is somehow just this great one. Do I think that the Palestinians have done a great job of ruling themselves? No. I find that the whole, the Muslim folks and their religion over there and the way, or at least their culture, I find it a little disturbing personally. But I'm looking at it from the Western side. And as far as I'm concerned, people should be allowed to do on their land what they wish. And to take them over is essentially the same thing as what happened here in the United States to the American Indian.
It's all right, Mark. It was the law.
Yeah.
Someone wrote some words down on a piece of paper, and that makes it okay to take people's homes.
That's right. You know, the thing that happened with the Cherokee, 50,000 of them resisting in a nonviolent fashion, trying to set up their own democracy, and they got a few Cherokees to essentially sign a treaty, and they moved all of them out and killed them. Was it 50,000 or 500,000? I don't know. It's been some time since.
Well, majority rules, Mark. When the majority votes for something, then that's just the way it is.
Yeah, I love you move a bunch of white soldiers to Hawaii, and then we'll vote for statehood that the natives didn't bother to participate in.
Yeah. It's your system.
Yeah.
Stop
yeah.
your bitching.
Yeah.
1-800.
It's fair. It's just.
1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Let's talk to Steve, listening in Illinois. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Steve?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're on the air.
I've embraced Messianic Judaism and will die as such. I seem to think it's perfect. I might be biased. But, you know, information from Israel is censored to this country. I feel sorry for the last, gentleman or individual, I guess individual, to have such a slighted attitude. And, you know, our foreign aid, since our supreme, illustrious Supreme Court has now called foreign corporations people with free speech and can give all the money they want, is nothing but a boomerang back to the people who voted to them. Isn't that a neat system? And I'm just amazed that this goes on in this country year in and year out and getting worse all the time. And I've heard you talk about the government. I'll go along with you on the government being bad, okay? But the one thing they're really bad at is not carrying a big stick and going with a little carrot. If they would take two or three biggies, like the Madoffs, out of these three or four corporations that runs this country as we speak, and throw them in jail for a change, oh boy, would you see a change coming in the very near future.
Well, that's not going to happen because the corporations fund the government.
What you're saying is true, but the government is the people who are running the government got there through the campaign donations from wealthy people. So the idea that we're going to somehow see the powerful turn on the wealthy seems really unlikely.
Yeah, that's just as likely that it's just as likely that that would happen, that the government would turn on itself and start putting people like George Bush in prison. I mean, that's also very unlikely. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Look, the government is not going to solve the problems with the government. For the most part, especially at the federal government level, yeah, okay, we're probably going to see some changes, and we are seeing changes, like here in New Hampshire, where the liberty activists are actually on the ground, they're doing work, they're getting active, they're getting elected, changes are being made, there's some interesting proposals on the table right now here in New Hampshire. But at the federal level, the idea that anything is going to change the status quo is, I think, pretty fantastic, as in fantasy-based.
Yeah, I'm not able to find a documented death here of a Palestinian baby killed by a bulldozer, Israeli bulldozer, but I've got all kinds of them. Tear gas death, Israeli terrorists kill a Palestinian baby. I mean, the idea that the most recent death was a child, Israeli child killed by Palestinian evildoers, no doubt, mm-hmm. evildoers, does not, it happens on both sides.
Yep.
Aggression breeds aggression. Now this Israeli family is going to say, I don't care how many Palestinians we kill, I yeah. want blood on my bayonet. And then those Palestinian families are going to say, I don't care how many Israelis I kill, I want blood on my bayonet.
And
it goes back and forth, back and forth.
And I won't pay for any of it. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control, bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com.
What are you laughing at?
Sorry. I will explain now that I'm laughing on the air. It's Gilbert Gottfried. He's been fired.
From Aflac.
Apparently he was the voice of the Aflac duck. I guess Aflac is, what are they, an insurance company?
Yes.
I don't even know. Anyway, he's been fired because of his so-called offensive remarks about the Japanese earthquake and tsunami on Twitter. He tweeted, his Twitter is Real Gilbert, all one word. He tweeted the following jokes. And it's pretty good. You can joke in 140 characters on Twitter? Like, to tell a joke in 140 characters, that's pretty good, right? He says, Japan is really advanced. They don't go to the beach comes to them. Another tweet said, I just split up with my girlfriend, but like the Japanese say, there'll be another one floating by any minute now. So, anyway, there's your, that's what I was laughing at.
Yeah, it's too soon to be making those kind of jokes.
You think so?
You know, the comedian.
Somebody's got to do it, though. I mean, at some point, someone has to. It's always going to be too soon for somebody, right, to hear one of those jokes. So 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, by the way, watch us online if for whatever reason you are interested in that. We've got our webcam there. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch and to listen and to interact with our other listeners because our chat room is built into the same page. So go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. And thanks to memorydealers.com.
Yeah, Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They have the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off list price. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Right back to your phone calls. Shay, listening in Pennsylvania. Shay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. Hey, Shay. Just wanted to make a point tonight that this country was indeed taken over back in 1913 with the founding of the Federal Reserve and it being put in place in 1914, the following year. So we have been taken over by the banking cartels, international banking cartels, and so we don't have our government, and that's the whole point. The other point I wanted to make, it's a little unrelated, was I wanted to see what you guys thought about the recent earthquakes.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Before you go to the earthquakes and tsunami as a result of those, it really bothers me the term our government. You said we don't have our government because it's been taken over by the banking cartels. Do you really believe that had there been, you know, I understand the Federal Reserve empowers the government to spend all the money at once. And
worst program the United States government has going.
Warmonger, no doubt about that. But you don't think the government would be tyrannical and awful in the absence of the Federal Reserve?
You don't think it was in 1912?
Actually, I do. I'm actually a libertarian. That language is just so common in our culture, it's hard to get away from it.
Yeah, I see.
Because I don't want a government. I don't want the aggressive, violent monopoly. And I know that Abraham Lincoln was not a nice guy, and he came long before 1913.
Well, you know, I disagree with my partner's use of the term government here. I think one can have private place governments. I think that governments can compete with each other. The only thing I've got a problem with is coercion and monopolies. And monopolies have to be held in place by coercion. So really what I've got a problem with is people using the threat of violence to get what they want.
Right, and for instance, like the tax system in the United States. I mean, we say it's not forced, but yet if you don't pay it, you go to jail at the end of a gun.
Yeah, they clearly. Well, it's not forced for them. I mean, just take a look at Rangel.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't have to pay.
Anyway, go ahead with your point about the earthquakes.
Yeah, I just wanted to see what you guys thought. I know that I heard on another channel, the Alex Jones channel here on the GCN network, New Madrid Fault Line, they're lining up a bunch of people there to do a huge, I don't know if it's a test or something like that to see if they're ready. Of course, they always do these tests before some major event. I'm not saying anything's going to happen, but it's just really odd. I talked to my aunt recently. There's been over 800 earthquakes. You can Google it. Right there in Arkansas on that fault. They've been small, but some of them have actually gotten up to, I think, a 4.6 on the Richter scale.
Okay.
I wanted to see what you guys thought about that, and that's all I got.
I guess I'm a little unclear. You're saying that they're testing something that's somehow causing the earthquakes? I'm a little unclear.
No. What I heard on the Alex Jones show was that they were, from some listeners, some callers on that show, that the government is preparing to do a big... they're going to bring a bunch of troops out and have a mock earthquake, big fallout.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, and they've actually ordered a couple of million MREs and so forth. I don't know why they actually ordered those, but there's been several hundred earthquakes over the last 6 months, and I'm wondering if you guys have heard anything or if you think they're building up toward anything here in the States. And if I can make one more point as well, what do you think about this? All of this stuff coming down with these meltdowns in Japan that they've been obviously going back and forth on. Japan's obviously been trying to cover up, but you can't cover up plants blowing up, 3,000 feet into the sky and sending uranium and plutonium, all the rest
of
it.
We got pictures of that? Because I'm not hearing anything like that. I don't know what you're talking about as far as that goes.
There are videos on the Internet. BBC released it. Reuters. The AP came out. They actually had an actual explosion. Those towers are 1,000 feet at Fukushima 1. I believe they're about 1,000 feet. And the plume was well over those towers. They have the towers to protect from planes flying over and so forth, but they were well over the towers. They had metal parts flying in the air and all kind of stuff. I think two of them have exploded. One of them was a lot larger than the other, and they're worried that this material is going to get into the jet stream and come over the west coast of the United States. And so I've heard a lot of folks talking, especially today, about people going out and getting potassium iodine, and so forth to protect their thyroid glands. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I haven't heard anything about that. Yeah. What I've heard up to this point is that everything that they had what they called a partial meltdown, did not release any kind of radioactivity into the environment of any quantifiable amount, that they hadn't had any explosions.
Heard about explosions.
That they had Japanese guys in lead suits out there hosing down the reactor cores and they flooded it with seawater and was it bromine or something like that in order to somehow take care of it. I don't know. I mean, I hadn't heard anything like what you're talking about.
Well, if you go on Infowars.com, there were some major articles that were released well before the BBC even released it, and I got the tweets from BBC about 4 or 5 hours later. And they had been saying that there was an explosion, and I thought, well, this is crap because I'm not seeing this anywhere else. Nobody else is covering it. About 4 hours later, well, they said it might explode, and then they eventually said it did explode, and there are videos on the internet of it exploding, I believe. So.
Yeah, I don't know anything about, what to do if a nuclear reactor explodes. If that's what you're asking is for advice, I have no idea what to...
Well, I was just wondering if you guys have heard of it, because I know the...
Yes, I've seen some headlines about explosions. There's a headline here on the Drudge Report right now about a third explosion raising the specter of a nuclear nightmare. So, yeah, clearly there's news out there about this.
Well, they say to get healthy iodine through kelp and so forth, your thyroid will suck up the radioactive iodine because it can't distinguish. Iodine is what helps your thyroid function properly. And your thyroid cannot distinguish between the radioactive iodine and the healthy iodine. And so... if you were to have that radioactive iodine in your thyroid, it would basically rot inside your body and you would die. So what they're saying is to get a healthy amount, maybe one serving of kelp a week, it'll keep your thyroid nice and safe, especially for those people on the West Coast. Right in the jet stream. Yeah.
Interesting. And this is certainly not the health advice show, but people should check your claims on that before they decide to go ahead and do that. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. To answer your question about the earthquake preparedness drills or whatever that are purportedly planned for Arkansas, I think he said it was. Yeah, this is not uncommon for the government to do, to put troops in the streets and to run mock terrorism strikes and things like that. They've done these things before, so it wouldn't surprise me that they're planning on doing something like that. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The problem comes in when they start shutting down business and they start shutting down certain areas in order to do these tests and these drills, and of course also trains people to be obedient as well at the same time. It's Free Talk Live, more coming up.
The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Le Mans Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars of the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini contest. Coming Man, Selby, Chuckman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty D. Presented by GoMobileWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring and children's 100-minute free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
Extend your life.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want, even in these remaining moments. There's enough time for your calls, your thoughts. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you, it's Ian and Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll get links to various different Amazons from around the world. We've got the U.S., the U.K., the Canada, the German Amazons. You just click in through those links, whichever link is most appropriate for you, and then get your shopping done. And feel good because a portion of your purchase price is going to go to Free Talk Live. It's basically, Free Talk Live gets like 7 or 8% of most purchases. If it's electronics, I think it's 4%. And they just cut it off the top of their profits and send it to us for sending them the business, which is pretty awesome. So get your shopping taken care of and do it over at shop.freetalklive.com. We go to James listening in Utah. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
James, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you're talking about the Indians' land, and then you talked about people over in Hawaii about that being their land, and then the government came in and then they voted and said, well, we'll make it a state.
Yep.
Well, how did they get the land? I mean, can I just go to
somewhere
where it's desolate and just grab up and say, okay, I got 10 acres of this land's mine now. So who says whose land is whose?
Well, I think that, it's what's one thing's for sure, right, is like the land doesn't belong to you or I, so supporting people going and taking it from the people who have it today is wrong. I will agree with you, however, that there's no such thing as something that is legitimately belongs to that you can't trace a lineage back. But I think I think land belongs to somebody who can stake a claim to it and uses and improves it.
Homesteading, as it has been called.
How do they stake a claim? Who gives them the authority to stake a claim?
Well, I would think that each society has different ways in which people stake claims. Some societies own land communally and use it for hunting rights and things like that. Ours does do differently. Some people will file with the government to claim the land. Other people would have in the past filed with private agencies to claim the land. Some people received the king's deed for the land and things like that. You know, I mean, it's an impractical system to try to return land to people who are long dead. If you think that I'm arguing for reparations, I'm not. What I'm arguing for...
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, okay, where did the kings get the land? Who gave the land to the kings? I mean, somewhere somebody has to say, okay, this is our land now, and able to have some type of authority to be able to give it to someone else or to sell it to someone else. Otherwise, nobody owns any land. So, like, the Mexicans now are saying, well, California and all those states, that's our land. And so who says it's their land? Who gave it to them? Where did they get it?
Well, I think that actually the way you should do is run that back. I mean, what seems clear to me is I own my land. I've got a continuation. I can trace the deed back, you know, few hundred years. But there's some folks that will have a drop of Abernathy Indian blood, a tribe, by the way, that is not even recognized by the United States government. It's been so utterly destroyed. That will claim, hey, you know, this were the hunting grounds of my forefathers. Give me my land back. Obviously, they don't have any claim to it. But then you have to ask, sort of, let's roll this back to, if not Israel in 1940, whatever, let's roll it back to Cuba in 1960. You can roll it back to, just things that have happened, in even more recent history where, you know, land's been won or taken and things like that. And, you know, who owns what if it's taken by force? At what time does it become no longer that person? There are people still alive that still have deeds to land in Cuba that is no longer, you know, they can no longer use. Is that theirs, or is it the person who's been using it for the last 30 or 40 years?
Well, but to go back to the original question of how did they get the land, whoever they are, people that are in the past, how did they come to get it? You know, let's presume that there was Pangaea at one time. The continents broke apart from Pangaea, and obviously humans have kind of migrated all over the place. So somebody got there first. At some point, right, to wherever there is, but at that point in time, land wasn't as much of a premium, at as much of a premium, or as scarce as it is today. Not to say it's scarce today; there's still plenty of unoccupied space. But when you've got less of a scarcity issue, you don't have as many issues with boundaries and things like that that aren't as, you know, it's not as much of a concern. The people that back then were occupying that land, it was theirs because they did homestead it. They built things on it. They harvested the trees and the animals from it, and so, you know, in an occupied area, it should be more obvious that it's occupied than an unoccupied area. And obviously, some people, some types of people, tribes and such, would leave a greater footprint than others. So I think that people just kind of naturally came into possession of land, to answer the question, to go as far back as possible.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, it's disappointing, like you said, now that people do have land, and it seems that it's all divided up now. It's like, I don't think there's anything that isn't claimed as saying someone owns it. But even before that, I mean...
Well, there's a lot of land that isn't legitimately owned. It's owned by the so-called federal government. And,
right.
West of the Mississippi, isn't it like two-thirds or a third or something?
Almost
like that?
The whole state of Alaska.
Yeah, so a lot of that land, I think, should be homesteaded. I think that people should be able to go into those places. We abolish the federal government or secede from the federal government, and then that land should be open to anybody that wants to go and build their farm or open up, you know, build a building on it or...
Alaska and Hawaii should secede right away.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, James, at 800-259-9231. And certainly on into the future, we would have the marketplace. And as you mentioned, Mark, different areas would have different specs and standards and things like that. But there might be also overarching standards that span large swaths of huge swaths of property as far as what is considered owned and how it's considered owned, and allowing the market to decide these things and keep those records rather than having, the monopolistic government do it.
Right. What the government does with land is it'll say, we're in charge of keeping the land wholesome and pristine, and that'll rent it out to logging companies that clear cut the whole thing, or they'll give sweetheart deals to their powerful friends. This is what happens when the lobbyist groups work on these politicians. It's very difficult when you give it over to the government and then you expect that it will be left untouched. This is what the Greenies hoped with the Anwar drilling situation, and then looks like that's going to start happening. I think there has been drilling in Anwar up to this point.
By the way, Bernard von Notthaus is on trial right now, as are the rest of the Liberty Dollar people that the federal government attacked approximately 3.5 years ago. I believe it was November of 2007 when they were first raided by the federal government. Now, for those that don't know, the Liberty Dollar was America's most popular alternative currency. They had millions of them in circulation, actual silver pieces.
I think it still exists. I think that there's still franchises of the Liberty Dollar that you can buy from different people, that they got the dyes and those kind of things, that although they won't bear Bernard von Notthaus's mint maker mark, that they actually have the right to produce these
things. That's news to me. I don't know. I'd never heard of that. I received the Liberty Dollar newsletter, and he hasn't mentioned anything about that in the newsletter.
I don't think he wants to be attached to those things currently with his lawsuit the way it's running.
That's interesting, Mark. I'd be curious to know more about that, but the Liberty Dollar organization itself has been shuttered as a result of the federal government attacking them and stealing tons of gold and silver from them. Gold and silver that backed up warehouse receipts, which are essentially pieces of paper that say, you know, they've got anti-counterfeiting measures on them. They're very nice looking, very pretty, that say that the bearer of this certificate is owed a certain amount of gold and or silver. And I've got a bunch of them myself, and now those are worthless because the government, the federal government, has stolen that gold and silver and is now holding on to it as they are attempting to put Bernard von Notthaus, the man in charge of the Liberty Dollar, on trial for counterfeiting charges. They're going to try to claim, and they are claiming, the trial is going on right now. They are claiming that essentially the Liberty Dollar was intended to dupe people into believing that it was actual U.S. official currency, which of course is absolute poppycock. Anybody that's ever seen the Liberty Dollar knows that it looks nothing like official currency, because does the official currency from the United States government have an 800 telephone number on it?
And a website.
Does it have a website?
Yeah.
Does it have an MSRP? Does it have, you know, there are various other things on there that make it very clear that this is not the U.S. currency? And also, it feels like real money. It's like silver, so it's got weight to it. It's not some chintzy crap that the U.S. government's putting
out. Every time I use one of these, there's silver round. And I think that the best argument that the government can make is that there's silver round was intended to fake, governmental currency. However, you know, government currency isn't actually in silver. So, you know, one thing has value, the other one's pot metal.
0.999 fine. Do you ever see that on the government's currency?
Right.
Look, I wanted to get the website out that's really cataloging this information about the trial. You're not going to get it from the Liberty Dollar people because you can't talk about it. But there is a lady named Heather Lewis who has been attending the trials, and she's been writing down, like, every question asked and all the answers. So if you want to know what's going on with the Liberty Dollar trial, go to libertyforfree.com. That's the number four. Libertyforfree.com. All kinds of detail there. Too much to get into on the air. We'll see you tomorrow night.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure, comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.